Let God transform your life as you listen to this inspiring sermon by Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
Good evening, church. I think here at Agape House, clapping is for free. It is not for sale. Once again, you're welcome to Agape House New Testament Church. My name is Pastor Andy Simpson. And by the grace of God and in the wisdom of our senior pastor, Dr. Whitcomb, he has decided that tonight I stand on this pulpit to preach the word of God to you. And I know God will touch your life. If you believe it, say amen. That amen was too weak. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. As you already know, we are still in the middle of our series, Is That in the Bible? And I believe that this series has been very awesome to each and every one of us. In fact, our senior pastor has already given us great expositions on this sermon, on this series. The first one we heard was Solid Rock, which was the Word of God. And then he gave us the message on Jesus is the way. And then last week, we looked at the truth about righteousness. And if you missed any of this sermon, or you've not bought one for yourself, please, at the end of the service, go to the resource center and get a copy of this sermon. And I know your life will be blessed. If you believe it, say amen. Now, tonight, we are going to look at another subject area with regards to our series, Is That in the Bible? And tonight, we are looking at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But before we go into our sermon, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we bless your name tonight. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to hear your word. Thank you, Lord, for your transforming power. Even as we sit under your feet to listen to your word, I pray that you cause your word to be established over the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, I declare that may the heavens be open and fill your people with your spirit and power. In the name of Jesus, that we will live here empowered. We will live here filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And we will continue to praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Now, when you came in today, you were given a bulletin. And inside your bulletin is your sermon notes. It looks like this. I will please ask that you pick your sermon notes and follow up with me even as I preach this sermon on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Church, the very first thing I want you to understand tonight is that as Christians, we are supposed to, or we are carriers of the supernatural power of God. I thought somebody would say an amen to that. See, God has promised us the power of His Holy Spirit poured on us to perform His supernatural works. And we have the promise of Pentecost in these last days. Now, the Bible makes us to understand that when Jesus rose from the dead, He showed Himself to His disciples many times before His ascension to heaven. And on one of the days of His visit, Jesus gave His disciples some specific instruction. And we see the instruction Jesus gave His disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. And that is on your sermon notes. And I'm going to read this to you. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that Peter, James, and John, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the rest of the 120 did exactly what He told them. They went into the upper room and in obedience waited for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we see what happened in Acts chapter 2, the verse 1 to 4, and I read. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And by this one experience, by receiving the gift of the Father, which is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the church was born. Before then, there was no church. But by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the New Testament church was born. And thank God that tonight we find ourselves in a New Testament church. I didn't hear your amen. When the Holy Spirit was poured on the disciples, the church was born. God's power came on earth in a new way and in a new form and filled the people with his power and in his presence. Somebody say amen. Now, the good news for all of us tonight is that what happened on the day of Pentecost was not just for them. It has great significance for each and every one of us seated here tonight. What happened then has an impact on our lives now. Somebody say amen. Your amen was too weak. One of the good things that we also discovered tonight is that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was not just for Peter, James, John, and Mary and the rest of the 120 who met in the upper room in Jerusalem. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit was also meant for you and I. Hallelujah. It was not just for them. It was for you and I. And that is why I find it very difficult to believe when people say the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Father, was only meant for the 120 who met in the upper room. That is not in the Bible. Hallelujah. God's Spirit has not stopped flowing. The presence of God did not cease in the days of Pentecost. God's Spirit is still at work right now in our lives. God is still pouring out his Spirit. God is still baptizing his church with his Spirit and with his power. The promise of God and the plans of God is still available to each and every one of us. And that is why I know that tonight, if you will open up your spirit unto God, you will receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. Your amen is still 2 weeks. Somebody say amen. Don't allow anyone to deceive you that you cannot receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Don't allow anyone to deceive you that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was only meant for those who were in the upper room. You are also eligible to receive the presence of God. You are also eligible to receive the Spirit of God. You are also eligible to receive the power of God in your life. And I pray that somebody tonight will receive the presence of God in a fresh way. Somebody say amen. Now, Peter shared this truth with us. Peter made us to understand that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is also meant for you and I. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 18, and this is our main text for tonight. And I read, "Then Peter stood up, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy." May the Lord bless his word to your heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you hear what Peter said? Peter was trying to explain to the crowd what had just happened. And in his explanation, from the text that I read, we come across three main important truths about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which I'm going to share with you tonight. And tonight, our first truth is this: the time of the outpouring. Please, you can fill in the blank with the word time. And listen to what verse 17 says. In the last days, God says. Now, Peter clearly tells the crowd, and Peter is telling us today, that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was the fulfillment of a prophecy that was given to the prophet Joel. And Peter also makes us to understand that that prophecy was fulfilled in the last days.
Amen. The prophecy of the outpouring, Peter makes us to understand that it was fulfilled in the last days. And we also know that the outpouring occurred in the last days. But hold on. And let me give you this exposition. Peter also says that what he experienced on the day of Pentecost was the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. That means that Peter believed that he was living in the last days. And that is amazing to me, because Peter was speaking nearly over 2,000 years ago, and Peter claimed that he was living in the last days. So if Peter was living in the last days, then you and I must be living in the last minutes of the last days. I know we may not be too happy about this, but the fact that we are living in the last minute of the last days, because to many of us, the world is sweet. We better stay here for a while and enjoy the sweetness of the world. But listen, wait until you taste the sweetness of heaven. Then you can do a better comparison. Somebody say amen. See, the day of Pentecost was the beginning point of the last days. And we here today live in the same period of the last days. Now, Peter lived at the beginning point, and we are living at the end point of the last days. Now, let me explain this to you in this way. Not too long ago, when the National Under 17 team were playing the World Cup in India, I think in the semifinals, we were in church, live night, and so the match has started. When I got home in the evening, I realized that the match was still being played. So I met my wife in the sitting room and I asked my most popular football question. And I know many of you may know it. I was like, hey, what is the scores? And she was like, oh, it's 1-0. And my second popular question followed. Against. Hallelujah. And I was told it was against Ghana. But I said, okay, no problem. If it's just 1-0, it'll be fine. I should have asked that which half were they playing. But I assumed that, oh, there was more time. And so I got into the room, changed, and came back to sit down to watch the match. Only to realize that in just some few minutes, the linesman came holding a board in his hand, pointing that 3 minutes to time. And I shouted, aye! So my wife came and said, what is wrong with you? I was like, oh, but you didn't tell me they were playing the second half. And she said, is that why you said there was no problem? I said, yes, I knew that there was problem. Because you see, in a football match, as we already know, there are two halves. When you are playing the first half and you are down by a goal to nil, you don't have any problem, because you know that at the end of the first half, there's going to be a break and you are coming back in the second half. And it is possible, if you do your best, you can equalize and add more goals to it. But when you find yourself in the second half, you know that every minute counts. Every time counts. The tick of the clock is very important. You see, when you find yourself in the first 3 minutes of the second half, you are still in the second half. It is just a matter of time. When you find yourself in the next 30 minutes of the second half, you are still in the second half, but you still have just some few minutes to go. But when you find yourself in the 44th minute, you know you are already in trouble. You have just 1 minute to end that second period. And by the message of the referee, you may get some 3 minutes. But whether you are in the first 3 minutes or the 30 minutes or the 44th minute, you are still in the second half. It is just that as your time advances, you get closer to the end. And we see the same thing in our lives today. Peter was living at the beginning of the last days, and we are living at the end of the last days. We are in the time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but this time is coming to a close, and after this period, there will be judgment on the world, followed by the return of Christ. Listen to what the word of God says in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 31. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, Joel clearly tells us the timetable of the end. First, there is a great outpouring, which we are experiencing today. Then the end comes. The final judgment occurs on the earth, and Jesus comes again. What does this mean to you? What does this mean to me? Now, first, it means that it's closer than you think. Hello? The time is closer than we think. We are in the end of the last days, and so it is for our world. We don't know the day or the time or the hour that Jesus will come again, but we know the signs, and all the signs point to the fact that we are living in the last days. Even the apostles who lived at the beginning of the last days understood that they were living in the last days. Listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 13, verse 11. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Secondly, the fact that the Holy Spirit is being poured out in the last minute of the last days, to me, is a good sign. It is a good sign in the midst of all the bad signs. You know, so often, anytime we talk about the last days, many of us begin to think about all the evil things that happen. We begin to think about the wars. We begin to think about the diseases. We begin to think about the famines. We begin to think about all the confusion. Yes, that is true. That is in the Bible. Jesus Christ made mention of all these things. But you should also understand that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is also a sign of the last days. Hallelujah. So why are we so focusing on the negative and leaving the power of God and leaving the positive aspect of the last days? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the last days is a sign that God cares. It's a sign that God is still at work. It's a sign that God is still moving. God is still moving in his people. God is still moving in his church. God is still moving in his world. In the midst of the darkness, the power of God is still available. And if we will focus on that and embrace the Spirit of God in our life, we will bring a positive change in the midst of all the bad signs. Somebody say amen. And that is why tonight I speak upon somebody's life. Maybe you are here, you've never experienced the power of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you are here, you've never experienced the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I declare in the name of Jesus that may there be an open heavens tonight, and may the fire of God descend upon your life in the name of Jesus. Maybe you had that experience in the past, but you know your fire has gone down. I declare in the name of Jesus that may there be a divine encounter in your life tonight. May the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in your life like never before. If you believe it, say amen. To me, it also means that God's grace is available to us even in times of trial and judgment. Listen to James chapter 2, verse 13. Mercy triumphs over judgment. It means that even though God must judge the world for sin, his desire is not to judge, but to bless. And if we will only turn to him, he will pour his spirit on us. And that is why the end of Joel's prophecy says this. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Somebody say amen. And this brings us to our second truth, the purpose of the outpouring. And listen to what verse 17 says. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. See, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit did not just happen so God will show the world how powerful he is. It did not just happen so God will show the world what he can do. Peter told us the definite purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Peter makes us to understand that the great outpouring is taking place to fill God's people with his spirit and power. And I know somebody will say an amen to that. You see, many people tend to think that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is just limited to prophecy, to dreams, and to visions. In fact, many of us have even made some kind of classification, thinking that prophecy is made for the sons and daughters. Vision is made for the young men, and dreams is meant for the old men. Hello? Okay. Now, let's assume that prophecy is made for sons and daughters. Who are the sons? Who are the daughters? Do I have sons in the house? If you are a son, please raise your hand and let me see. And I see all the men raising their hand, young and old. Everybody is raising their hand. Okay, do I have daughters in the house? If you are a daughter, please lift up your hand and let me see. And you see that it cuts across everyone. So if we want to maintain it as it is for sons, it is for daughters, whom are we talking about? Again, some also think that young men should have nothing to do with dreams. Dreams is the place for old men. But you and I know that we've had thousands of young men and women who have had dreams and they have been fulfilled. Is that wrong? So if we begin to think on that lines, we will be making a great mistake. That was not what Peter meant. Listen to what Peter meant. What Peter was trying to explain to us was that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we receive a supernatural power to accomplish that which we are unable to accomplish in the flesh and in our own natural abilities. And this supernatural power of the Holy Spirit outpouring is for everyone who has come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, male or female, young or old, short or tall. Every one of us have the opportunity to receive the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. And it is a supernatural outpouring that comes with signs and wonders, that comes with prophecies, that comes with dreams, that comes with visions. Somebody say hallelujah. It is the work of God's revelation in us that requires God's own direct intervention. And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, there comes several manifestations in us. Now, watching the video, one lady said, you will know when you have the Holy Spirit by the things you do. And I agree with that. Because when you are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, there comes supernatural manifestation. What are some of the things that we see? The first is this. We receive power to witness. And this is what Jesus told us himself in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God knows that in the last days, his people will need greater power. His people will need greater strength. God knows that we need his presence so that we can endure to the end. And he has made provision for us by pouring out his spirit on us. See, God's plan is that you will be filled with the same power as the apostles at the early beginning of the last days. God's plan is that his people will move in the supernatural power of his spirit. And that supernatural power is made available to us when we rise up, step outside there, and witness the word of God to others. Listen to Matthew chapter 24 verse 14. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. When the early apostles received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they left the upper room in Jerusalem. The upper room was a place of fellowship and worship. But when the fire of the Holy Spirit came on them, they left and they went to the street. They went to where the people were and they started evangelizing to them. And they were able to evangelize in the right way as a result of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that they had just received. And it is time for us to follow their examples. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is not given so that you can claim your car, so that you can claim your house, so that you can claim all the material possessions. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit has been given unto you, has been made available unto you, so that you will rise up and get to the streets and witness to others, so that you will rise up in your office and preach the word of God, so that you will go outside the community and declare the power of God, so that you will get into the church and witness the power of God unto others. We need to understand that our time is running out, but God has made this available to us so that we can win as many people as possible.
Maybe you are here and you say, well, but who am I going to witness to? God brought that mechanic into your life to work on your car, not just to work on your car, so that you will have an opportunity to witness the word of God. God gave you that roommate in that university so that you will have the opportunity to witness the word of God. Somebody say amen. And I believe that after tonight, somebody will rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit and touch other lives positively. Somebody say amen. Now, I know I've told you this story before. What I used to do many, many years ago, anytime I get into the trotro or the taxi, if you sit around me, you are in trouble. Hello? At a point in time, I even noticed that when I get into the trotro, people don't want to sit around me. Because the moment they enter, they saw, they said, this guy, when I sit by him, he's going to preach. Now, on one of such days, I was in a taxi, and there was this man seated by me. So I decided to use that opportunity to preach the word of God to that person. Now, as I preached to him, there was another man seated in the corner. And as I preached, he was listening. Then he made a funny comment and he said, look, you Christians, you are disturbing us too much. You claim there is heaven. You claim that the streets of heaven is made of gold. I said, but you are saying you know the word already. You claim that heaven has so many goodies. Why don't you Christians kill yourself and go to heaven and enjoy the things there and leave us alone here on earth? When he said that, I didn't have a very good answer then. So I was thinking what to say. Because what he said was true. We all want to go to heaven. There are goodies in heaven we're going to enjoy. So why don't we go now? But the Holy Spirit gave me an answer. And I said to him, you see, I am here today speaking the word of God to this man. And you have the opportunity to listen and ask your question. If I were to go to heaven yesterday, who will be in this vehicle to preach the word of God to this person? That you will have the opportunity to listen. And that is why I want you to understand that you have received the Holy Spirit in a time like this. And you are still around in a time like this. Not for you to enjoy yourself, but for you to use that power to touch other life that comes around you. Somebody say amen. The Holy Spirit has not been given to us so that we go to heaven quick. Other than that, there was no need for God to bring us the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been poured upon the church so that the church will rise up and take up our mantle and win the world for Jesus. And I pray that tonight somebody has been charged, somebody has been commissioned by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to rise up and win the world for Jesus. If you are the one, shout, I am the one. When you are a carrier of God's supernatural power, when you are a carrier of the Holy Spirit, listen, wherever you show up, He shows up. In the midst of darkness, in the midst of the troubles, when you show up, the light of Christ manifests. That is how He has made you as a child of God. Amen. When you show up, freedom comes. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. For the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I'm not just speaking to people outside there. I'm also speaking to you here tonight.
I don't know what you are going through, but listen, child of God, no matter how dark it is, there is no place that God's power cannot move. No matter what others have done to you, there is no area of your life God cannot heal. No matter what Satan has done to you, God can overcome his power. There is no area of your life that is beyond the reach of God's good news of Christ's victory. May somebody here receive victory by the supernatural powers of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. You are not only empowered to witness, but when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he deposits and reveals God's gift in us. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is a given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, faith by the same Spirit, gift of healing, but by that one Spirit, miraculous powers, prophecies, distinguishing between spirit, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. Church, listen, you cannot buy a spiritual gift from any store. You cannot obtain any spiritual gift from any Bible school. If spiritual gifts are given at Bible schools, I would have received more because I have attended many. But I have noticed that you cannot acquire spiritual gifts by your many certificates. Spiritual gifts are only acquired when the Holy Spirit comes to live in your life. And he is the same Spirit that reveals that gift in you. And so if you are here and you are saying, oh, I don't have any gift in me. I don't know. Do I have any gift? You need to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And when he comes to live in your life, he deposits the gift and then he reveals the gift for all to see. May somebody come on fire with the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And may every gift that has been hidden in you, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, may that gift come alive in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Again, when the Holy Spirit comes to indwell your life, he guides us unto all truth. Listen to John chapter 16, verse 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. And when the Holy Spirit is in your life, he brings direction. In your decisions, in your choices, the Holy Spirit will direct you that you will not make a mistake in your decisions and your choices. Somebody say amen. Now, what does this mean to me? Church, there is no place that God cannot send his presence. Sadly, many of us think that the last days are the days that Satan rules over the world. And many of us walk around feeling miserable because we think that Satan is in control of the world in the last days. To some extent, yes, he brings darkness, he brings confusion here and there, but we also have a good news that we need to focus on. Amen. Now, it reminds me of this university professor who walked into the lecture room one day and said to his student, well, we are going to take a surprise test. The student said, but we've not discussed that. And students don't like surprise tests. But the professor said, well, I'm the professor, and so we are going to take the test. Well, there was nothing they could do. And so they waited, and then the professor came in with the question papers. Now, when he came in, he placed the question papers in front of each and every one of them. And when he was done, he asked them to open the question. But to their surprise, when the paper was opened, there was nothing written in it. There was no question. The only thing that they could see on the question paper was a dot. Everyone was surprised. What is this professor about? Well, when they had all opened their question paper, The professor gave them the instruction and said, this is the question for the exams. Every one of you should describe what you see on the paper. Well, quickly, everyone took their pen and then everyone focused on the dot on the paper. You know, they wrote long sentences. And at the end of the exams, the professor came and picked the question papers and started reading the answers to them. To their surprise, everyone described the dot. Now, some even tried to describe the dimensions of the dot from the corners of the paper. But surprisingly, none of them talked about the white paper. That was bigger than the dot. And that is the same thing that we find ourselves today. We know there are negative signs in these last days. But almost every one of us have focused on those negative signs, forgetting that there is the big paper, there is the white paper, forgetting that God's supernatural power is also at work in these last days. And God's supernatural power has power to overcome any form of darkness, any form of confusion, any form of misunderstanding. God's power is so powerful that he can overcome every power of the devil. And today I want you to understand that if you would take your focus from all the negative signs and put your focus on the positive sign and focus on God's supernatural power in these last days, you will change situation, you will change the world, and you will change circumstances around you. Somebody shout amen. Friends, time is running out and we need to do something with the power that we have received. Listen to what the Bible says in John chapter 9 verse 4. Jesus said, we must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming and then no one can work. Now is the time of the great outpouring. Now is the time to be filled with the Spirit and take the gospel around the world. Somebody say amen. And this brings us to our final truth. The people of the outpouring. Please fill in the blank with the word people. And listen to what verse 18 says. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. Now, we need to understand from what Peter told us in his text that the outpouring is for all people. It's for the young, it's for the old, it's for the rich, it's for the poor, it's for men, it's for women, every nation, tribe, and tongue. The outpouring is for all of us. Now, another translation from the text that we read says, all flesh. This means that it is for all people. It is not just for Jews. It is not just for special people. It is not just for the elite. It is not just for selected people. It is not just for the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. It is for every one of us, which includes you. You didn't say amen. The text we read specifically said servants, which means it is for the lower classes as well as the upper classes. It is for people who are not typically included in blessing. It says sons and daughters, so it includes the youth. It says old men, it includes the aged. It says both men and women are all included. God's Spirit is for all people. God has a gift for all people. Every member of the body of Christ has a spiritual gift. You must discover your spiritual gift and put it to work so that you become part of God's army in these last days. Hallelujah. It is for you today. Listen to Acts chapter 2 verse 38. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. See, there is a slight exception here. I know I have said that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is for all of us. Agree. But listen, if you are here and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you are excluded. It begins when you establish a relationship with Jesus Christ. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. And you are eligible to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that is why I want to give some people the opportunity here to make things right right now. If you are here and you say, I want to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but I first want to establish a relationship with Jesus Christ. I have never come to a point of confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior. I will please ask you that you raise your hands. The ushers are in the house. They are going to give you the decision card. Fill this card. And at the end of the service, you can please go. There's a table outside there and meet Pastor Ed and his team. They will have a word for you. So please, you are here, you want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, please raise up your hand. Do not be shy. Just raise up your hand and the ushers will give you one of our decision cards. God wants you to be filled with his Holy Spirit so that you can be fully devoted to him. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 18. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. You must discover your spiritual gifts and your place in the end time army of God. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. As I bring my message to a close, I want you to know that this is the day of the great outpouring. The Holy Spirit is moving in power so we can send the gospel around the world. This is the day when Christ is calling for the end time army to arise and take over the world by the power of his Holy Spirit and bring deliverance and salvation to the world. Will you respond? Will you yield to him? Will you be part of this great outpouring?
Bless you for listening to this message. Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb is the senior pastor of Agape House New Testament Church in East Lagon. If you are ever in Accra, we would like you to worship with us on Saturday night at 6 p.m. or on Sunday at 7:30, 9:30, or 11:30 a.m. You will have an awesome experience.